Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We're happy that you thought about us, thought enough of us to tune into the broadcast on tonight. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We're going to prepare to have a word of prayer. And Evangelist Sheila Hameen will lead us in prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. Oh God, while we're humbling ourselves, we ask right now that you will search our hearts, Lord, and anything you're not pleased with, be merciful and compassionate toward us and forgive us, oh God. Take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you tonight. Stop by, Lord, just a little while and give your holy visitation. In the name of Jesus, move in the midst. Let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. Move right now, Lord, on everyone who's listening tonight. Let a blessing come upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, for deliverance. Deliver those who are bound up, oh God. Deliver them from their situation. Deliver them from the bondage of sin. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, oh God, that's hindering them, we pray for deliverance. Lord, we ask you to move in miraculous ways. Work wonders, oh my God, and work miracles. We know you're able to do all things. There is nothing impossible for you, and we're calling on you tonight, Lord, to work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody right now needs a miracle. Somebody needs a breakthrough, my God. Somebody needs healing for their body, for their soul, their mind, and their spirit. Somebody needs a healing. Oh, my God, and we pray right now that you will send your healing virtue. Yes, let your healing virtue enter into the sick, oh, God. And start from the crown of their head all the way down to the soles of their feet until their health has been restored completely in the name of Jesus. Make them ever whole, Lord. Let every sin they committed be forgiven, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do all things. We pray, God, that you will save souls through this ministry. Save souls through the Gospel Truth broadcast. Let some soul right now find their way, oh, God. Let their light shine out to them, oh, God. Show them the way and lead them to life. We know you're able right now, God. So many souls walking around in darkness. So many souls' hearts are void of understanding, oh God, and we pray right now that you will give them light, that you will take the blinders off their eyes, spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus, and let them hear your voice right now. Let them hear your call and heed the call. Lord Jesus, let it be done, my God, according to your holy will. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list. We are asking you to remember the bereaved families today, Lord. Oh, my God, lay your hand upon them. Touch them right now. Strengthen them and encourage them. Help them to make it through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. We are praying tonight, Lord, that you will send your anointing, that you will send your power in the name of Jesus. Your word reach somebody's heart. Lord God, let it break up the stony heart. Oh, my God, let it clean the heart up, oh, Lord. Let it clean up the mind and the spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way and let your holy will be done. We are praying, oh, God, that you will remember us in a special way and be with us. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh, God, for how good you've been to us. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done.
for what you're doing even now. And we praise you, Lord. We magnify you and we lift you up. We ask you, Lord, to accept our prayer and ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. And the opening scripture will be taken from the 13th number of Psalms. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. My enemies say, I have prevailed against them, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Yes.
Thanks, Lord, for the reading of the 13th number of Psalms.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 319-527, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. And we thank God for the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission that is open now, and services are held at 12 o'clock p.m. on Sundays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. So if you're in the area and you need some prayer, head on over to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, for Dr. Albert Tolbert, Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Mr. Rhoda Kasenga, Intria Blackshire, Jermaine Shirley and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Nubelis Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Brees Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the Brees families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would favor us with a selection. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank God for this opportunity tonight.
Yes.
Praise God. I want Jesus to walk with me. Wow. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, Lord, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey,
I want Jesus to walk with me in my trials. Please walk with me. Well, in my trials, please walk with me while I'm on this pilgrim journey down here. I want Jesus to walk with me. When I'm in my trouble, please walk with me. When I'm in my trouble, please walk with me. While I'm on this pilgrim journey down here, I want Jesus to walk with me. Be my friend, Lord. Lord, be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Lord, be my friend. When my life becomes a burden down here, I want Jesus to be my friend. Lord, guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. While I'm on my pilgrim journey down here, I want Jesus just to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Lord, walk with me while I'm on my Jesus journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. I thank God for that beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Truly, we want Jesus to walk with us. We want him to hold our hand and to be our guide. This is what we need while we're on this pilgrim journey, this tedious journey. We need Jesus to walk with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming from her. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist. I want to say, before we go into the Word of God, I want Evangelist Sheila Hameen, to give us some words of encouragement at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I feel good. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I do honor the Lord. I honor each and every one. And I just want to encourage all of you to just look to the Lord. And just thinking on the scripture that was read, that 13th number of Psalm, it does seem like sometimes the Lord is just not there. We can't feel his presence. It's as if he has forgotten about us. Hallelujah. But he has not forgotten. But the Lord was there all the time when we thought he wasn't. So remember that God is always present, and be encouraged and keep looking to the Lord. And don't forget how the psalmist began to realize and remember saying, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. So God will deliver. He will show up. He will come right on time. So just keep your trust in the Lord. Keep looking to him and go ahead and rejoice. Even though it seems like he's not answering that prayer, even though it seems like he's not going to show up, seems like he's just not going to work it out for you, just rejoice and be glad and know that God will come and he will bring deliverance. He will bring salvation. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy. I just want the Lord to walk with me along this journey. I'm excited, Evangelist. Lord, thank you.
Amen.
It has been a beautiful day. The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day. This is
thank
the day
you.
That the Lord has made. Come on, let's rejoice and be glad in it, because salvation has come. The Lord has given us salvation. Be like the psalmist. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. He is dealing with us bountifully. So let's sing unto the Lord. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's praise him, because he is walking with us. He's right there for us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm coming on in, but I just want to say this. Sometimes you just need to take a little praise break.
Yes.
Even if it's for 30 seconds, if it's for a minute. A couple of minutes, however long you need. If it's 15 seconds, you just need to take a praise break and just give God some kind of praise, because
hallelujah.
Your deliverance comes with praise. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God
thank
is
the
mighty
Jesus.
God.
Thank
he
you, Jesus.
Truly
is.
Glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted
earth before you. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the persecution of the righteous. The persecution of the righteous. Persecute means to afflict or harass constantly, cruelty, emphasized, especially for reasons of serving the Lord.
Glory to God.
And I tell you, in these last days, if you are truly a born-again believer in Christ,
yes,
you will be persecuted.
Amen.
And if you haven't been persecuted, just hold on just a little while longer,
just a little while longer,
because it's coming.
Amen.
Jesus was persecuted.
Yes, he was.
Oh, because he stood on the word of God. He was the Son of God.
Yes.
And he left his home in glory and walked the face of this earth. Yet he was persecuted.
Yes, he was.
He was persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Amen.
God knows in these last days, if you have a mind to do what is right and pleasing in the sight of God,
yes,
it's time to stand on righteousness. God knows we're going to be persecuted, but we still have to stand on righteousness.
Amen.
We have to endure our test.
Yes.
I believe St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, and about the 12th verse says, about the 13th verse says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That means we have to put up with.
Yes.
We have to tolerate.
Glory,
oh, my God, we might be persecuted, but we got to tolerate the persecution.
Yes.
We got to tolerate. We have to put up with this harassment.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we have to constantly put up with these things.
Yes.
But we can endure.
Yes, we can.
Sometimes we are injured.
Yes.
Sometimes being a soldier, we are wounded.
Glory,
and we still have to battle.
Yes.
In order to be saved,
amen,
we still have to fight against sin.
Amen.
Because we're wounded, we can't go around, go somewhere and sit,
amen,
in a corner,
amen,
or take down or hide,
yes,
from the devil.
Amen.
We might be persecuted, but God knows that's the time we have to really stand up.
Yes.
Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
You have to take a firm stand for the word of God.
Amen.
God knows some of the prophets and the old patriarchs, they gave their lives were taken,
yes,
for the word of God,
amen,
and for righteousness. They stood up for righteousness,
yes,
because they believed the word of God.
Amen.
They believed God, and their very lives were taken from them.
Yes.
But we, being the people of God,
all right,
shall be persecuted.
Shall be.
Why are we going to be persecuted? For the sake of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Because Christ is abiding on the inside.
Amen.
You see, when Christ is living in you, God knows you're going to be persecuted.
Yes,
because you take a stand,
yes,
for righteousness,
yes,
and for true holiness.
Yes.
Satan will come against her.
Yes.
He doesn't like her. When you have a mind to stand,
amen,
for righteousness,
amen,
a mind to do that which is pleasing in the sight of God. But one thing about it, we realize that we got to be persecuted, but we must stand.
Yes.
We can't take that.
Amen.
We can't
God, for that beautiful message. Maybe there's somebody out.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God talking about that persecution. Praise the Lord. You might be going through persecution and you might be tried, but you can give it to Jesus today. It was read earlier. Glory to God. We can give it to the Lord and let him work it out. At this time, there may be somebody on the line or on the broadcast that needs help to overcome what they are going through. We're going to go into prayer because we know that prayer is the answer and prayer will get the job done. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you, Lord, because we know that thou art a mighty God. You can take us through whatever we are going through. We're dependent on you today. You are our very present help. No other help we know, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord, to take us through, Lord. Tests and trials are coming, but our trust is in you today. We are looking to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, O Lord. Oh, my God, help us to look to you as never before and take you at your word, for your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. We are looking to you, Jesus, O Lord. Take us through, oh, Lord. Don't let us be cast down. Oh, my God, help us to press our way. Help us to keep your word. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Lift the heavy burdens. Strengthen your people, oh, Lord. You know all about them. You know what they're going through. You know the situation. You're able, oh, Lord. Lift the burdens of their hearts, oh, Lord. Look on the bereaved families. Touch right now, Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able. I pray, Jesus, that you look on the May family. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Comfort them. Strengthen them, oh, Lord. Take them through this time of bereavement. We know you're able. Have mercy today. Save and heal, oh, Lord. Heal those souls that are sick and afflicted. Those who are going through tests and trials, those, oh, Lord, who are suffering from diseases, suffering, oh, Lord, from the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, we know you're able to heal. We're depending on you today, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. Move by your spirit today. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let your spirit prevail. Bind every evil work, Lord. Bind the works of the devil. Have your way, Jesus. Your will be done. Look on those souls, oh, Lord, who are going through. They're being tested, but they're pressing their way. We pray that you continue to strengthen them, encourage them, help hold on, help them to stand firm on the word of God. Help them to take you at your word, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know they are able. We believe it today, and we take your word. We take it in faith, knowing that you're able to do all things, oh, Lord. Help us to endure temptations, oh, Lord, for when we have tried, help us, Jesus. Help us that we may come forth as pure gold. Help us today, oh, Lord. Let your blood cover and let the Spirit of God prevail. Continue to take us through, oh, Lord, all persecution, all afflictions, all infirmities. Please, Lord, take us through. We're dependent on you. No other help we know. We're looking to you, Lord. Our trust is in you. You said they that trust in you, it shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. We are standing on your word. Take us through, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. Oh, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist, and our ministers on the line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly thank God for that powerful message coming through Vandas May. Even though it was recorded, I could feel the anointing. And she was talking about the persecution of the righteous, how that the Lord began to just teach, saying that we are blessed if we are persecuted for doing what's right, persecuted for Jesus. And the Lord has a great reward for us. So like she was saying, I would rather suffer now because there's a reward that's going to pay for every moment of suffering that we have to go through down here. And Lord knows just one moment in the kingdom of God is going to pay for a lifetime of suffering, a lifetime of persecution. So be encouraged, amen, and know that it's a blessing indeed to be persecuted for Christ. Amen. So I thank God, Evangelist May, I thank God for you and for that message. And it's still powerful even years later. The same word of God is still the true word of God. And keep on preaching and letting God have his way in your life. And I want to say to everyone listening that God, he cares for you, he loves you, and he wants to save you if you're not saved. But take this word of God in and apply it to your life. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the persecution of the righteous. And Lord knows I so enjoy this beautiful, beautiful message. She said, we will be persecuted, but we have to stand on righteousness. We have to tolerate the persecution. We can't just give up. We have to endure. I really enjoy hearing this message. And Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that word. I tell you, as you've been, I mean, stated, that word is still right now, even from years ago. I can still feel the anointing from the word of God. I tell you, God, he's real. I tell you, my soul is just stirred up. I feel like driving and just going forward in the Lord. I thank him for what he is doing. And I thank God we got to stand on the word of God, because everything is going down except the word of God. If we stay in the word, we will be okay. Glory to God. If we stay in the word, we'll stay out of trouble. I thank God for the message on tonight. And if that's all, then I mean, do you have any other words?
Nothing further at this time.
Okay. Then this Khadija.
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay, thank the Lord. Well, I also want to ask that you all pray for the May family and Mr. Thomas Eugene May, the undertaker at 4th Street in Camden, New Jersey. He has passed away, and he is also the cousin to my father. So we want to pray for the family, you know, that the Lord will take them through. I'm sure this is a burden to them or grief, this time of bereavement. So we want to remember them in our prayer. He has ministered to us many times, have done many funerals for us, and he's going to be greatly missed. I also want to ask the church to remember to pray for Evangelist Cynthia. She is scheduled to preach on May the 25th at 8 p.m. on the International Prayer Network, and the number is 605-313-4122. The access code is 187869-TAM. I'm sure she would be glad to have you call in and hear the word of God that If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close.
I'm sorry, Evangelist Mayor. I forgot something I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Coming up next month, if it's the Lord's will, I am reaching out to young people, the youth, because I want to have a time to just recognize them and to encourage them and also empower them. So I started last year by calling it the Youth Empowerment Month. So mm-hmm. the whole month of every young person that you encounter, say some encouraging words to them, you know, do something to help them or empower them. And, you know, and also especially to give their lives to the Lord. So next month, if there's any young people who want to read the opening scripture or have a song they want to sing or they have a poem or just, you know, want to participate, let me know about them because I would like for them to take part in the broadcast coming up next month, if it's the Lord's will.
Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Is that all? Okay. Thank the Lord for that, Evangelist Hameen. And we will continue in prayer, praying that the Lord will bless you all. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we will be back, if it's the Lord's will, we expect to be back again on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Tune in with us then. God bless you and good night.